This is my 13th year saying this year. So I think I can repeat a few things I said the first year. Some of the time nobody heard them, right? Since last summer. What I've been doing is went through the trailers, so I'm actually holding in the Piyutim. I want to talk about the Piyutim, but maybe just go back one or two points which are more in general about the trailer. I want to tell you over a Kiddush from Rashiva, Rashiva Chaim Stein Shlita. Rashiva, you'll see brought down, I'm sure you've heard, and heard Shmuzin about the idea that person should not daven for his srachim and Rosh Hashanah, person should daven for Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashiva held not like that. Rashiva held that the person should daven for his srachim. And he held very strongly for us, from our small vantage point, that's our window into Malchus. So I give him a mushel for it. So the king has his court, and there's all the courtiers, which they're very familiar with the king's court, and they, you know, and he has this tremendous court. The king has a tremendous court, where, and they understand the magnificence of the king. So some courtiers come from another country, and they understand what the king's court looks like. And they come and they say, "Wow, this is a king's court." You know, what we had back home was the garnish compared to this. You know, so they have a court in Malchus. They started with a car in Malchus. So they have right there, they have a bigger car in Malchus. Says the commoner walks in. He says, you know, he never saw a court, the king's court. There's nothing to compare it to. He doesn't know what Malchus is. You know, big ones, small ones, what big. If it's garnished. He says, but why is he here? He's here because they told him the only place he can get what he wants is here. So he understands this is the one in charge. So the need to ask gives him his understanding of what it means, the melt. All of the extra accoutrements, you know, the nice that, you know, he doesn't understand the fact that he has five gestures instead of four gestures, and the fact that he has, you know, 5 minutes instead of 4 minutes. He doesn't understand anything. The person who's Malumid, so he says, he looks into the Shemayims and he sees, you know, the Dogam of Vava, the Chiyolus, millions of Malachim, because the Moor says in Chagiga, and he knows the names, all the different types of Malachim. He says, wow, here's the hair in Malchus. So he sits in Rosh Hashanah, the hairs, he contemplates the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have shachos like that to that, like I have a shachos to the Levana. But I know that here's the door where I knock and I get. If I don't knock, I don't get. And he's the one who's in charge of what's going to happen to my life. He's the one in charge. He's the boss. That's Malchus. So for us, the tefillahs of the Bakasha, which we do, whatever you learn, we're doing with Bakashas. It's hard to say the person in Mechavan for the Malchus of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Avinu Malkeinu, Zochreinu L'Chaim Tovim L'Fanecha. Zochreinu, right, you know, he's Mechavan for Chaim, right? He's Yishlach before Shleim L'Chalei Amecha. He's Mechavan for Chaim. He has a parent is very sick, you know, and the doctor says it's a question of time, but the only miracle can happen. So he says, Rosh Hashanah, he's davening his kishkas out. That he's mechavan the shame of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's mechavan his father should live. But that itself is, but that's a statement of Malchus. That was a nekuda that Yeshiva has it over by us a lot of times. Rishel does say the following. In the Bakasha of Zechreinu L'Chaim, Melech HaFetz B'Chaim, Zechreinu B'Sefer HaChaim, L'mancha Elokim Chaim. So we say L'mancha. So what's L'mancha? Says two fellows show up to a hotel. So the picture of the fellow that show up to this 5-star hotel. You know, the Ritz-Carlton in Manhattan. And it cost $500 a day, $600 a day for the basic room. You want something more kosher, it costs more, etc. And one guy is like very, you know, is very aware of the cost. The other guy is not aware of the cost. So the two possibilities why the second guy is not aware of the cost. He's a multi-billionaire. He couldn't care. He doesn't know his money. Plus, he's not a multi-billionaire. So why does he care about the cost? So there's no problem. He has an expense account from the boss. He works for somebody. The boss put him up in the hotel. And the boss is covering the charges. So he's not sitting watching the charges because the boss will take care of it. But you're there on your own account. You're very aware of what you're spending. You're there on somebody else's account, it's much more expensive. He says, when you come and you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want this and I want that. He says, Mehechadesh, you should get it. It's very expensive things. This world, the things are expensive. How are you paying for it? He says, well, it's lamancha, it's for you. I'm here working for you. Lamancha, I'll give you an expense account. You're working for me, you need a chayim, you need gezunt, and you need children, you know, whatever. You need what you need to work for me. So a person, thinking, they say you're so used to stop by lamancha for a long time and be misburdened. Is it true? Is he being honest? And honestly, it's very hard for us to say we're attacking me lamancha. But I think the opposite, at least a little bit of shagan into our minds. A little bit, it's just steal in, you know, we're here for ourselves. We're here for Kodesh Baruch Hu, lamancha. So that's our window to the world of Malchus also. He said the other Eitzah was that the Bereshit Taka needs you. So the person cares about Klal Yisrael. So a person who lives in his own, he's his own Dalet Amos, and he only cares about himself. The person says, no, Klal Yisrael doesn't need him. So Mehechetes. The person is involved, he's teaching other people, he's helping other people, he's chesed. Raman Srichim Loy. People need him. So Raman says, listen, I'm not sure but Yaakov deserves, and Yaakov needs him. And Beryl deserves, and Beryl needs him. So we'll give him a chaim, because Yaakov and Beryl need him. So you go in the coattails of Yaakov and Beryl. That's a very good place to be. That in a case, he says, this is the best eitzah to be zeichen din, because it's very hard to be zeichen din. If people need you, you can go into somebody else's coattails. So that's either here, the mancha, a person has to not just say the mancha, a person has to talk about live the mancha. The person needs me. The person needs me in some way. I make sure that I'm necessary. It's a good piece of advice, just you get hired by a company, and nowadays when they downsize, etc. Make sure that you're the person the company needs. You know, they don't want to get rid of you, they really need you. So, you know, keep learning new things, getting involved in different projects. You know, they say, well, we can't get rid of him. He's involved in 5 projects, they can fall apart if he leaves. So, no, we can't afford it. They need him, you know. So the guy says, well, he sits in his corner, this thing, you know, we can replace him with a computer, goodbye, you know. Right, so that's parenthetical. Okay. I'm holding by the piyut of Ato Lekenesh Vashemayim of Oretz Gibor Benaretz. That's where we're holding in my Pirish, whatever, talking about. So there's a piyut which we say right in Shachris, on both days, Rosh Hashanah and also on Yom Kippur. Immediately after the bracha of Mechaya Mesim, so we say Yimloich, separate by Mincha and the Ila of Yom Kippur. There's something before Yimloich, but usually right away it goes into Yimloich. Yimloich Hashem Olam Elokayach Sinu Dabar Halukah Batah Kadosh Yishet Desizom Kael No. And then there's a piyut of Batahu Elokeinu Bashemayim Uva Oritz Gibor Benaretz. I'm going to read through the piyut, and I imagine most of you are now at least with the tune. I don't know if you're familiar with the tune, whatever the tune is. I'm not going to practice chazanas right now with you guys. I think there's 3 parts to the piyut. Atu alokeinu bashamayim v'oretz gibor v'naretz. Your bashamayim v'oretz gibor v'naretz. We have to explain what that means. Dogum revava husach v'yehi. He was dogum revava. The malachim were surrounded him. Husach v'yehi. He brought the world into creation. Mitzivah v'nivro. Zichrelo netzach. So he brought the world into creation, and he's zechris for netzach, which is beginning, end. Brother of creation, and that's up as the end. Then it says, Chai Olamim, Tahar Enayim, Yoshev Seser, Kisra Yeshua, Lavusher Tzedaka, Mateo Kina, Nepod Nekama, Sisra Yosher, Atzasa Emuna, Pulasa Emes, Tzadik V'Yosher, that the Baruch Hashem has many different things that he does, and he's Tzadik V'Yosher. Whatever he does, he's Tzadik V'Yosher. Karev L'Karev V'Emes, Rama Misnasei, Shechein Shechakim, Tela Eretz Ablima Chai V'Kayom Nara Umarim V'Kadosh. So this being, for many of us, the first piyut we're going to say in Rosh Hashanah. You know, some people, you know, go to the shtiblach, they say a lot more, but in the yeshiva, this is the first piyut you're going to say in Rosh Hashanah. Right? Shachris Chazor Hashashash. You don't say any piyutim before Chazor Hashashash. This is the first piyut you're going to say. So this piyut is going to get us into the mode of the Yom Leroyim. You're going to say this piyut and say, okay, now I'm there a little bit. There are three parts to the piyut. The first part of the piyut is that the Baruch Hashem created the world. and the existence of the world is through him. The second part of the piyut is the anhagas that he uses to rule the world. He's Kisa Yeshua, Levushan Tzedakah, Mateo Kina, Nepam Nekama, Yashir, Amuna, Emes, Tzedek V'Yashir. Those are the anhagas that he uses to run the world. And then in the end, we come back and we say that the Baruch Hashem is after everything, that the Baruch Hashem is involved in the world. Rama Misnasei, Shechein Shechakim, he doesn't dwell down here. He dwells up in the Shechakim. Tel Eretz Ablima, the world is Ablima, whatever that means. And he's Chai V'Chayam, Nero, Marem, B'Kadosh. The Baruch Hashem is Chai V'Chayam, Nero, Marem, B'Kadosh, irregardless of the world. So we start out that the Atzuhul Akenem HaShemayim of Oretz, Kibor V'Naretz. So let's just go through it, maybe just step by step, what the words mean. What does the word Oretz mean? This is a word which is good to touch anyway. Because you say it every day in davening, twice, and you say it on Shabbos, Na'aritzecha, it's the same word, Yibor V'Na'aretz. Every morning you say, and all of the Malachim, are ma'aritzim u'maktishim u'mamlichim. They're ma'aritz. Kadosh Baruch Hu. You also say by ma'ariv, the Bereshit says us from the miyad kol ha'aritzim. Ha'aritzim. He says it's from the aritzim. It's the same word. So if you look at your article over there, they translate tyrants. I don't know. They translate, you know, despicable leaders. You know, not so. Bereshit, we're ma'ariv. Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bereshit is a tyrant. What are we doing over here? So the Malbim, when he touches the word, it's found in Tanakh. The Malbim, when he touches the word Oretz, is a gibor which is muflig and takif begvurasa. It's an extraordinary element of gevura, way beyond anything else. And usually, it's used to mean that the Malbim. This is the Malbim talking still. So say that a person who has this power and takes advantage of his power to ignore the needs of the people beneath him, to crush the people below him. And that's what the Russians save us from the aritzim, meaning the ones who have this power, which they are abusing, and that's the tyrant, that's the dictator, that's what the posit means, that's what the tefillah means in Maariv when you say aritzim. But over here it's being used that Klal Yisrael is the Russian is a gibor, v'na'arotz, that he's where we are recognizing that that the gevurah of Kadosh Baruch Hu is beyond anything else. It's not, you know, the Russian is a gibor. You know that's you know, the gibor is not a clear lashon to us what that means. He's a gibor of a gevurah which is way beyond. So gulmer v'alva, that's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. When Klal Yisrael is describing Kadosh Baruch Hu, and so we have this vikuach between Klal Yisrael and Umos Olam, they're asking her, "Why, Klal Yisrael, why don't you join us? Why are you staying with your doid, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the doid?" And he says, "Whatever you have doesn't compare to the doid, my doid." He says, "Doidi tzach v'doim, togom revava." So come out the first. That's the first line, and it goes to Nuaz, Rosh Kassim Poz, because it's Tatalim, Shkaris Karei, all of the different terms, whatever they mean, all the Mashalim. He's Dagam Avava. Chazal say Dagam Avava is referring to the Malachim. Bereshit has a machna of Revavis and Malachim, thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of Malachim, which surround him. The Nekud of a Malach is that Malach, the word Malach means a messenger. It means a messenger has no kach of his own. He's just there for the shlichus. So saying the Rosh Hashanah is surrounded by thousands of Malachim, it's saying that he's the source of everything. He's the makor of all kachas. So the Gemara above is another way to say the Rosh Hashanah is the makor of all kachas. Why use this phrase? I'm not sure. It's actually the Dalet, and that's important because we're trying to do the Aleph phase over here. I asked somebody yesterday why it says over here. He says, listen, it's a Dalet. You know, it's something the Dalet. And therefore, since the Bereshit is the Gomer Vava, who saw Chvayehi, the Bereshit brought the world into being. The Bereshit brought the world into being who, just through speech. The Bereshit doesn't speak. Vayomer Elokim Yehi'or. The Bereshit spoke, he doesn't have a mouth, he doesn't speak. Speech is a way to convey Rotzen. speech is the ability to say, I want. That's, for our purposes, speech functions as a way of conveying something. But the Rosham, that is conveyed immediately with the Ratzon itself. So the moment of Ratzon and creation are synonymous. Husach v'yahi. Mitzivah v'nivro. He commands and it's there. So those two elements go together. Now, zichra l'netzav. This is a little bit of a... what does it mean, the word zecher? You say it, you posik in Shmois, in Parsha Shmois, that Moshe Rabbeinu comes to, Moshe out there by the snare, the Moshe calls him to the snare, and they have this conversation. He says, when I go to Klai, so what should I say your name is? He says, Ekiyah. He says, Shmi l'olam, he says, Zichri l'dor. This is my name forever, this is my zecher l'dor. So what's the word? What does the shame mean? What does the word shame? What does the word shame mean? What does the word zecher mean? So the word shame, we've spoken out other years before. The word shame actually comes from the word shom. Right. So if nobody had names, we had no names for things. So I want to tell you, please go to speak to Pliny and take care of something. So there's no Pliny's. So I said, listen, you know, there's this guy. He's 5'11", weighs 187 pounds. Wears black shoes, hat, yarmulke, you know. I don't know what you're talking about. Well, you keep trying to find more and more details to describe him. You're trying to point to where he is. You're trying to, not in a physical sense, but in a figurative sense, you want to point where is he. So, well, there he is. His name is a way to point where he is. I said, Yanko, why do you say so? Now I know what you're talking about. So the word word shame is the way to point there. Shom. That's even as a title. The word shame comes the word shom. There he is. When it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we don't have a way to point where he is. How do you point where Kadosh Baruch Hu is? We don't understand Kadosh Baruch Hu. We can't come up with a name and say, now I know what you're referring to. We know Kadosh Baruch Hu only through what he does. So we talk about Abraham has different shemos, different names means there's different things that Kadosh Baruch Hu does. That's how we know Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's our way to point. There's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because he's Chanun, I see a Jemajeg of Chanun, which is way beyond anything else. I understand that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's a window in my being able to point Zekele Banvei. But even though that's so, we know that there's different Nakudas. The Shem Avaya is called the Shem Avaya, the Shem Ekia, which is actually a higher shame than the shame of Avaya. That the main thing the Rosham did for the world is gave existence. So that's called shame. What's the shame of Hashem? The shame of Avaya is called the shame of Hashem. For our purposes. It's not really the shame of Hashem, because we have no understanding of the shame of Hashem, really. But for our purposes, that's called the shame of Hashem. Zecher, that's Zeshmil alone. That stays forever. That is, there's no change in that. Zichri is the way that you're able to mention him. Zecher is a way to mention something, to remember something. Well, and he did this for me, and he did that for me, and he does this, and he does that. All the different hagas, the Shema Lakim would be a Zecher. The Shema, and that's why he says you can have Elokei Avraham. Bershom had a certain hanukkah with Avraham. That's a way to. That was a certain. That changed with Yitzchak. So he did one door this thing and one door that thing. Zichri the door. Each door had its own zecher. Each door had its own way of remembering Kadosh Baruch Hu, being aware of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the concept of zecher. That's the Malbim touches over there in that pasuk. So, if I could borrow the Malbim to hear, assuming that the. I once had a shot in Shmoneh Esrei based on a Malbim. I was talking to Moshe Eisman, Shlita, the Mashkech in the Yisrael, who wrote a sefer on Pirush HaTefillah of Shmoneh Esrei. So I asked him what he thought about the pshat. He says, you know, is that the pshat? He says the best you could say is according to the Malbim that would be the pshat. That's the best you could say. Assuming that Chazal or Piyutim use the same lashon as the psukim, that'd be a fair assumption. So assuming that this pshat is what the Malbim says. So I would suggest over here that the Zichra is, now we're moving from the Brashim was Tzivah and Ivro, that there's a zecher, there's constant and hagah, which Rosh Hashanah does in the Bria, which is Lenetzah, that'll go forever. So we start from the Tzivah and Yivro, all the way to Netzach. There's always going to be a hagah that Rosh Hashanah is going to do in the Bria. Chai Olamim. Interesting shail over here in the Girsa. What's the difference between the word Chai Olamim and the word Chai Olamim? You're saying Yishtaba, Chai Olamim. Chai Olamim means he's the source of Chayim for the Bria. That's what Chai Olamim means. What does Chai Olamim mean? He lives in the Bria. He's Chai, he lives Olamim in worlds. So, what's the Girsa over here? The Girsa should be Chai Olamim or Chai Olamim. So, at least one unfortunate says that the correct Girsa, he brings out the shadow of the Girsa. He says the correct Girsa is with Chai, with a Patach, the way we do it. He says, whenever you're talking about to give to something to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Haderes Vamuna, L'Chai Olamim. You say L'Chai Olamim, you don't say L'Chai Olamim. You're giving. That's what he says. I'm not sure why. I grapple with this a little bit why he says that, you saw it. But I think what he's at least he's saying a parallel over here. We our goal right now is to give a recognition to the one. I just suggest maybe a different look over here. We're saying that we yes, the Rosh Hashanah is the source, and the Rosh Hashanah is the Chai Olamim, and the Rosh Hashanah is the source of Chiyus for everything. But right now, I want to say that the Rosh Hashanah is present. He exists in all of the Olamim. He's there. I should see his existence. I should be aware of his existence. He's real. He's alive. He's there. That's Chai Olamim. He's Chai in the Kayom. He's Chai in every single world, every single part of the Bria. I see the Chiyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Hashanah is there. The presence is there. And that's going to be the thing we're going to say, the Nehagas we're going to see. Tarinayim. Tarinayim is based on a Pasuk in Chabakuk. Pasuk in Chabakuk says that Rosh Hashanah is Tarinayim Meirois Bira. The Rosh Hashanah does not countenance. Does not give. That's a good English word, if you don't know the English word. Doesn't want to accept, does not tolerate. Ra. He's not going to give Ra the right to continue to exist. He's too pure to, not to see Ra, Russian sees Ra, Russian allows Ra, but to facilitate and want it to continue and give it whatever it wants and let it win. He's Tarinai. So the Nehagah of Rosh Hashanah is Tarinai. Yoshev Seser, there's going to be an Aleph Beis over here, Ishtar over here a little bit, but Yoshev Seser means whatever he does, we can't, it's not totally obvious. So we're not going to see it right away. Okay. Next, the Kudas are, Bershom is Kisra Yeshua, Yeshua, Tzedakah, Kina, Nekama, Yosher, Emuna, Emes, and Tzedek V'Yosher. So these are Nehagah Bershom are these 7 points: Yeshua, Tzedakah, Kina, Nekama, Yosher, Emuna, and Emes. And Tzedek V'Yosher, we come and proclaim the Bershom of Tzedek V'Yosher. So without getting involved in why Yeshua belongs to the Kesser and why, so the Bershom is on Hagan the Bria, which is the Bershom is there. He's does Yeshua. And Roshan does stalker. We understand that Roshan does stalker. Why is it Levusha Kisa Lachar? We understand that that's the final result will be the Kesser of Yeshua. Levush. So there's I saw a pshat from Rabbi Dovid Goldberg suggests based on a Reb Chaim Voloshiner in his Pirish in Ovis says Malbashter and Ovav Yira says a Levush is something. It's the underclothes which you wear constantly, as opposed to the larger other cloak which you take off once in a while. Levush is something they always wear. It's not the Rosh Hashanah himself. It's Levush. Whatever the Rosh Hashanah does is a world of Levush. But the clothing that he puts on are the clothing of stuff. Then on top of that, there's other madrigas. Mateo, he covers himself with kina, which he uses once in a while. Nepod, so he puts in his effort, he girds himself with the comma when necessary. So the Levush is the bottom clothing, which is always worn. Is always stuck. On top of that, there's a mata, there's a madrega, you envelop that sometimes, and then take it off, with the meat of kina and nekama. What's kina and nekama? We don't, always think of good things about kina. It's just kina is a good thing, nekama is a good thing. Why are they good things? With praise and Kadosh Baruch Hu, yes, kina and nekama. Nekama, the more the fair, nekama is a tremendous thing. Gdol Nakama, Shinina Bein Shnei Osius. Means two names of Hashem. Kael Nakamois Hashem. Kael Nakamois Sefir. Pressure was Kael Nakamois. Versus Gdol Nakama. The comma, the point of the comma is balance. When every person in the world deserves a certain dalanamis, his space, his rights, etc. When A abuses B's rights, there's a lack of a balance of the world. It's not yosher anymore. The comma is the act to balance out them, right? You insulted me terribly, I'll insult you terribly. So now it's balanced again. That's the world of yashers. That belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kael Nekamois Hashem, Kael Nekamois Sefiyah. Bereshim has a right to do that. You have the right to create the balance in the world, because you're not the balabas of the world. You're a player. Bereshim is the one who, but Bereshim has not only the right, he has the obligation to create that balance. That's his responsibility of being the balabas. And Adaram, he does that, he does do that. So we revoke that Bereshim should do that. Now Bereshim doesn't spread out over a long period of time. The Bereshim doesn't, he's not in any rush. He can get to the Nekam and balance out because the shamas exist and there's different things. He can get his nakama and balance it out way long after the person is gone. So he decides to do that sometimes. But the Bereshim does use the midas. Sakina is the act of the saying what you took was you do not deserve, and the kama is thereby addressing that grievance. So Bereshim is Mateo Kina and Netpad Nakama. The usual lesson Netpad. You usually picture the person girding his loins to go out and do the battle. So he's not putting the comb. One thing which you see throughout the hanhagas which we talk about by Kadosh Baruch over here, the main stress is not on the hanhagas of chesed. It's the hanhagas of yosher. It's a yom din. This is, you know, it's setting the tone. Hashem created the world. It's his. And he doesn't need the world. He's chayav kiyam la Roma, Roma kadosh. He doesn't need it. He's shachen shachakim. He's out there, and he rules. He does care about the world, but he expects the world to run properly. And that's the hug of din. We don't say the yugam yishar rachim is that the matters because kel melech yeshev kisei din. It's not yeshev kisei rachim. I'm Rosh Hashanah. It's yeshev kisei din. That's the Messiah of Rosh Hashanah. So we say the Bereshim gives Yeshua, and even the word tzedakah, the word tzedakah we pointed out, tzedakah means it's righteous. It's proper. It's not chesed. It's not rachem. It's tzedakah. What you deserve, you'll get. I'm sure you'll get it. I'm not gonna be withhold it in any way, shape, or form, but it's tzedakah. It's righteousness. Kina, nekama, yosher, emunah, the Bereshim is faithful. Philosophy MS and it's MS. It's true. So it's the first piyut that we're going to say, the Chazan says one before, but the first piyut that we're going to say is, it's din. The Bereshim is very serious about this. And the end of it is, the Bereshim, we say Bereshim Tzadik V'Yosher. He's righteous, he does every Yosher, the two Lashonos of the Yosher of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Karoyim L'Karov V'Emes. So what's the Eitz? He's Karav, the Karav Emes. If you learn that lesson of Emes and you apply it to yourself and you truly go back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, then you're Karav. Rama Misnaseh Bereshim is beyond Shechen Shechakim. Tel Eretz Ablima. Tel Eretz Ablima is if you think about it, everything in the world stands on something. But the world doesn't stand on anything. It's hung in the middle of space. You know, so the old Greek mythology, they thought there was like a pillar, you know, that held up the world. Now, what the pillar stood on was always a problem, you know. You know, the pillar stood on the pillar, which stood on the pillar, stood on the pillar. Right. So the Bereshim is Tel Eretz Ablima, on without anything. So the Moran Chagiga comes along and says that the blima means you should be boiling, you should keep your mouth shut. To ask, don't ask what's mala 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 mat. There is something in the mouth, there's something in the mouth. Now, a peekaboo, that's for sure, whatever that means. Not in a physical sense. There's no space in a physical sense. The Bereshim doesn't have space in a physical sense. But mitzad and hoga, the Bereshim created a mokum for the world to exist. The Baruch Hashem, with his rotzen, created that mokum. So the Baruch Hashem is, there's no existence without a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chai b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, the world doesn't exist. So the Baruch Hashem therefore is chai. He's the true chiyus because he doesn't need us for existence and we need him for existence. The kayom, Naroa umaroim v'kadosh. So the kadosh is the Baruch Hashem is nivdol. Maroim is the Baruch Hashem is up there. Naroa is that we're too overwhelmed by the awe of the distance. It's all in the kudos of how the chiyus of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is way beyond human being. And that's the first piyut that we say. I want to maybe just touch on a few nakudas on the Kel Erech Din. And here there's interesting, it's Yom Din. It's Din, Yom Din, it's like, and it's a scary piyut, and it's usually said with a, not with a lebedik enigma, but more like a somber type of enigma, because it's a scary piyut. It's and the sanatayikif in a small version. And therefore, everybody's going to give the keset to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the kel arech din. We give the keset to the kel arech din. What is an arech din? It's sure another good thing. So the mission says, don't be karech adiyano. What does an arech din mean? Arech din is a lawyer. And the mission says, don't be like arech adiyano, because the lawyer comes and teaches the fellow what to say. So he plays, you know, that's what lawyers do, right? They, you know, teach you. Really, if you say this exactly the story goes, you lose the case. Say like this, then you'll win. Mishnah says, don't be like Rech HaDiyanim, because that's the shaker. Right? That's the Pasha Taisha, what's going on in the Mishnah. So Rosh Hashanah, he's an Erech Din. So Pasha Taisha, he's an Erech Din, he arranges the Din. He's setting up the Din. But why this Lashon? So a few of them before she, see, the Russian does teach us. The Russian teaches us how to do tshuva. So the Russian stacks the deck in our favor. So as much as we're going to see there's going to be a din, but the Russian is erech the din, he sets it off, that we can pass. So we're moved, which is, and as somber as this is, I think the first one, which you see with this Levin the Kanigan, is pretty scary. And over here, we see with the Samar Nigan, and Taki is Berechon Levavis, he's Galamukas, he's Vosik Vesechesed, he's Chamamasov, he's Shalech Lamusov, he's Pal Rachamov, he's Rachim Amoy, he's Shemer Oyavov, he's Temech Tamimov. It's a beautiful piyut. With all of the din, the set of the piyut is not the somberness, which part of it is that, the Hoyadeyas, they said the Biskarov used to cry tremendously about the Hoyadeyas. Russian thinks into your shittas. Everybody has their ideas, their deists, their opinions. Russian thinks, well, what's going on over here? Why is he doing this? What, is it really? The Biskarov used to be very, Biskarov had deists. He was talking about deists. I'm a wishy-washy guy. Whatever I do, he wants to say this. I have no deists anyway. But the person Taka says, ich halt. Russian says, Taka, why do you hold like that? He says, Taka, with what you hold. Let's see. So Biskarov was overwhelmed by Hogadeus. He versus Yudea Machshavus. I mean, I don't want you to know my Machshavus. I have plenty of Machshavus that I don't want anybody to know. Bershom knows the Machshavus. He's Berchon Levavus. I mean, there are scary parts of this. But at the same time, there's a tremendous element of Chesed which exists in this piyut. That we relate to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the Baruch Hashem is Yerushal Kisei Din, and it's Yom Din and it's Din, but in the Din the Baruch Hashem teaches us how to pull the strings. Baruch Hashem gives us a way to pull the strings. I'll just tell you two final machshavas. I just heard over from the Baal Shem that he gave a mashal how by the Chassidim that Baruch Hashem, they're very, very big on the Simcha of Rosh Hashanah, which is Takam, and we're supposed to be the Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Nehemiah saw the post says Nehemiah saw when they were back to Yerushalayim, the real Hamikdash came here Rosh Hashanah, and they were sad. It's a scary day. So he said, "Echol b'simcha lachmecho, shetei b'leitoy b'necho." That's not the Lashon Pasuk. Lech b'simcha echol lachmecho, and v'shalach monas lein lochen loy, ki chervas Hashem him uschem. The chervo that you have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that'll be your strength. So we have a source of strength. The chervo in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem gave him also. There was a king. All these Mishalim always use a king. There's a king who had a very strict king, somber king, authoritative king. Once a year, on the anniversary of his coronation, he would pardon people. He would go to the jail and he'd pardon people. So people had been there for years, and each year they would hope maybe this year he's going to pardon them, and he would pardon people. He would use his mitzvah of rachem. But it was scary because Mehechatesi, the person who was Zaycha, they had a good, he would go and do it for good reasons, etc. So he would come to the prison, everybody was there, sitting there, they were trembling, would they get the pardon? And there's one guy sitting there, garnished, he was totally happy. You know, relaxed. So finally the king comes over to him and says, "Look, what are you so relaxed about?" And everybody else is trembling, and you're relaxed. He says, "Because I'm so happy that you're my king." King says, "A guy like that, I shouldn't have pardoned." He's so happy that I'm the king, so he pardons. That's the Baal Shem, that's the Moshe the Baal Shem Tov would give to talk about the Yom Din. If we talk to be happy with Rishon is the Melech, and we talk one of Kabbalah Machushanim, and all of the songs that we sing with such a simcha and such a fervor because we're talking happy, not because we like singing. You know, it's a Kishmak and Nigan. But Taka, you want to sing. You want to call out the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Simcha, where Klaus is the Zaycha that we have in Rosh Mazamela. Is Hashem HaMelucha Moshe Bagim. And Numa Zaylam is a Moshe, he's a dictator. For us, he's a Melech. Melech, the difference between a Melech and a Moshe. Melech, you choose, a Moshe forces it to upon you. Klaus chose the Rosh Hashanah is the Melech. And we have a relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is Malchus. And we're happy that we have Malchus. We're happy that we made that decision. You know, I think they've done these studies now. I threw this out once. What his name is? Fellow in Toronto did studies, you know, going to classes of, you know, from Masifta age boys. If you have the option of becoming non-Jewish, you know, no problems, no questions asked, no Easterim, no Gehenna. Would you choose it? You know? Teenage boys, teenage girls. Over 50% said yes. That's a scary number. I don't know what schools he went to. I don't know, you know. But they're not, the only reason I'm a Yid is now because my father was Yid, because his father was Yid, because I'm stuck being a Yid, so I got to keep the mitzvahs. Like, I'm burning a hand, you know. Arielovsky's tape of it, you know. That the scowling father in heaven, right, who scowls down on you and says, "You're going to burn a Gehenna, you're going to die," you know. Right? And we sing that, you know. Right? Who's going to live? Who's going to die? That's, you know, right? That's a relationship. If that's the only relationship, you know, we're in big trouble. The relationship is that if a person talking the hair is what it means, it's supposed to be a Jew. It's supposed to be able to be part of Roshim's mervava. We're ahead of the Malachim. We have a relationship with the creator of the world. We have a relationship with the one who gives me existence. And my existence only really exists because I exist with him, through him. If I really have the simcha, that relationship, Rosh Hashanah says, "You know what? You're mine. I'll take care of whatever you need." It's not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing. It's easy to say it. It's harder to think it. It's even harder to live it. And the goal over here is not to say it or to think it. It's to actually live it. And that's the word of Rosh Hashanah. Rebbe writes at one point, he writes that the din, you know, we spoke about, you know, Motzi Shabbos, you know, last Motzi Shabbos, the Slichus. The din is not on the Ovra, it's not on the Yosef, it's on today. Am I your Melech or not today? Do you really want me or not? Well, how do you see? Well, are you doing what I want you to do? He says, the din is going to be how much you accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus on that day. Did you daven where you're supposed to? Did you learn the way you're supposed to? Did you talk to other people the way you're supposed to? Did you eat the way you're supposed to? Did you use your time properly the way you're supposed to? That's the din. So Rosh Hashanah is a tremendously powerful day. It's going to define the rest of the year, unless a person does tshuva, doesn't say some tshuva. And we need to take it very seriously. But at the same time, it's a seriously that the person, if we only take it seriously, we're not happy about it, it's still not going to work. Because that's not what Russia wants. We should be, want to do it. He said, you know what, it's my biggest schus to do that. And then Taco will be zoichu within this issue.